1. Maryland, 15 years ago. Emily Warner should have died in the crash, but she survived. A week before the accident that changed her life forever, Emily had turned 15 and her acne had just cleared up. She saw it as a good sign. She had a mad crush on Kevin, a boy from her school, and she'd caught him looking at her during class. However, her dreams of being kissed by him never came true. She never saw him again. In fact, she never saw any of her classmates and friends again. All because two cars collided at an intersection, one speeding through a red light, the other innocently adhering to the traffic laws. The red traffic light was the last thing Emily saw, before the seatbelt cut into her chest, robbing her of her breath. Glass shattered all around her. The collision sounds echoed in the night. The side impact knocked her unconscious. When she regained consciousness, she wondered for a moment whether she was dead. She felt numb, as if her body was gone. But then the pain receptors in her brain responded, and she realized she was still strapped in by her seatbelt, a sticky fluid covering her eyes. Sharp pain made her head ache worse than any migraine, while her body was tightly wedged between pancaked sheets of metal, plastic, and upholstery. She was trapped, unable to move. Emily neither saw the blinking lights of the ambulances and the police cars, nor the flashlights of the first responders trying to assess the situation. She only heard the sirens and the police officers' and paramedics' voices, telling her to remain calm, assuring her that they would get her out, that she would be all right. She wanted to believe them. Emily felt movement and heard metal being bent or cut. Then somebody groaned, and she knew she wasn't the only one who'd survived. But before she could sigh with relief, a paramedic whispered low to a colleague, obviously not wanting Emily to overhear him. "The passenger has no pulse." Her heart stopped in that instant. For an eternity, time stood still. But then her body reacted to the terrible news she didn't want to be true. Tears mingled with the viscous liquid in her eyes, the blood so thick that no light could penetrate. She tried to wipe it away, but her arm was stuck. She didn't know then that it wouldn't have made a difference. The blood remained where it was. No amount of tears could wash it away. Deep down, Emily knew what it meant, even though she didn't want to acknowledge it at the time. Like a rag doll, the paramedics pulled her out of the wreck. The morphine they gave her in the ambulance lulled her into a fitful dream, helping her push the memory of the crash out of her mind. At the hospital, Emily heard the voices of the emergency physicians and nurses as they went to work on her. According to them, it was a wonder that she was alive. She knew she should be grateful. But how could she be grateful for the nothingness that greeted her when she opened her eyes? Her future would be different from anything she'd dreamed of ever since she could remember. Nothing would ever be the same again. Her old life was over. A new one, one she hadn't asked for, had begun. And this new life was overshadowed by an absence of light that swallowed everything around her like a black hole. Yes, she had survived. But the miracle came at a price. She was blind.